about him. Yes, I did tell you about him. You did not tell me you had sex with that damn NBA player. I'm walking around with this fool jersey on.
They was winning. I didn't want to tell you why they was winning.
I can't get married. I'm too jealous. I don't want to die a jealous man. Jealousy is the dumbest thing on earth. I don't want to be stupid jealous. And I hate that. I hate that men can't acknowledge when a nice-looking man is in the house. We can't do that. We can't acknowledge when a nice-looking brother's in the house the way women do. If you standing there with your woman and a nice-looking woman come in, your woman lets you know you would deal with her. She go, you would mess with her right there. Yes, you would. And men, we sound stupid. What make you think that I'll mess with her? You stupid. Not men, we don't have, there's no masculine way to tell your woman that we think another dude is nice or he doing his thing. So we do stupid stuff. We let our woman know on a subliminal level. We see a dude walk in, we say stuff like this. Oh, there go your boy. My boy, yeah, I'm just saying. I don't know, man, I just can't do the marriage thing. I can't do it. Cause I'm telling you, I can't have a black woman. And look, we've been through too much. Black woman, why you questioning the black man so much? You know who we were when you met us. You know who we was. Why you still asking us stuff? I cannot be with a black woman questioning me for 50 years. You want me to marry you and you still gonna question me? I'm old as hell. Black woman will question you until you are dead. I'm old as hell. You still wanna ask me about hoes? I'm 80 years old,
so you out here buying these hoes' teeth, huh?
I don't want to hear that. I'm trying to take my medicine. You coming to me with rumors?
Have you heard about the actress who blasted her husband amid cheating allegations? Be the first to know the latest in black news and gossip when you sign up for the BlackAmericaWeb.com newsletter on BlackAmericaWeb.com.
It's the Tom Joyner Morning Show.
For the celebrity snitch, Huggy Lowdown.
Huggy!
What's the deal, Pickles? Is everything kosher?
Yeah, everything's kosher.
Tom Joyner.
Huggy Lowdown.
Sybil Wilkes.
Happy King Day, Hug.
And OMG, look at G-O-D is J-A-B.
Won't he do it?
Won't he do it? How was your weekend, Tom, Sybil?
Good.
How was your extended week, Jay?
It was good, man.
Anyway, did you get back with your New Year's resolution? Did you get back with them? It's okay to break them as long as you get back on track. My cousin Otto said he heard you relapse and started dating black women again. Jay, I knew that was public housing folklore. Yeah, I see our boy was on a mission this weekend.
Who?
The discount Double Jinx and Rogers threw Seahawks QB Russ under the bus, did Big Ben in, Sybil. Now with Manning Brady once again. Jay, did you know your girl, Betty White, is 94 years old now?
Man.
94 candles. You know how much wax that is? You'll be better off asking Madame Tussauds to make Betty White a wax statue, y'all, than to buy candles. Her ass is 6 years away from a smucker's glass, Sybil. Her AARP has cobwebs. 94 years? I wonder if she dated any brothers in her lifetime, y'all.
I don't even know if they had brothers back then.
Black and white movies. So was Betty White the last living Golden Girl?
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Just wow, y'all. Yeah. Y'all see where Ride Along 2 was number one at the box office this weekend?
Yeah. Nice.
I heard it did better than Star Wars. Hey, y'all, this cat in the barbershop tried to sell me the bootleg. Yeah, I told the brother I wasn't having it. How much? I mean, sometimes somebody will sell you something at a price so low you can't say no, y'all. The brother threw in 3D glasses, Tom, at a club. So, well, I didn't even think they still made clubs. My cousin Nano had one on his Nissan Stanza hatchback. It's still on there. He can't find the key. Now, he think his ex took it, but she passed away years ago, and he wanted to go to the funeral because they buried her with a purse, and he just knew the key was inside. But what the hell was I talking about? What the hell was I talking about? Oh, the bootlegger in the club. Do y'all know this bootlegger didn't even have Ride Along 2 for the title? He had Uberin' One More Again on the title. Featuring Ice-T and Kirk Franklin. Jay, did you hear Columbus Short and Corinne Steffens got married?
Whoa.
Thank you, Jay.
Don't ask.
You haven't been at your acting classes, huh? Whoa. Like an old German Shepherd, don't he, y'all? Columbus Short and Corinne Steffens got married. Talk about changing your wedding vows. You may now high five your bride. You may now fist bump your bride, chest bump your bride. You may now wink at your wife. Thanks to all the people who came out to the D.C. Laugh-A-Thon this weekend, y'all, with Corey Holcomb, Dominique, Michael Collier, Mike Blackson, me, and Chris Paul. Happy MLK Day, y'all.